You ready? He grabbed that right there. Are you ready?
Oh.
Is you ready?
Ready?
You say you ready?
Oh.
Whole squad ready?
Ready?
Is you ready?
Huh?
All right. 12:44. Are you ready, Denver Broncos fans? We will get to our man, Mark Jackson, in just a minute, but first I have to tell you about our friends at Green Mountain Auto World, located at 345 South Union Boulevard, Lakewood, Colorado, 80228. Give them a call at 303-980-6626 or log on to greenmountainauto.com. I'll tell you what, it is an amazing place to go. Alex, you have been friends with Todd Rodenberg, the owner, for over 30 years. We've been taking our cars to Mark and Todd for just about a decade.
Right.
Tell everybody about Green Mountain Auto World.
Green Mountain Auto World, Joey, located at 345 South Union Boulevard in Lakewood, Colorado, 80228. Give them a call, 303-980-6626. Mark and Todd Rodenberg will give you an honest assessment on your vehicle. Todd has always said, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, you're either going to have a car payment
or you're going to have car repairs.
So you might as well take your car repairs to a place you can trust. And that's a place that's been servicing the Mile High City for the last 40 years, servicing our families, Joey, for the last 10. So look, this is a trusted mechanic. Someone will put you on the road. And also, the winter months are coming, guys. So right now, you know, get your car prepped up. Get it, you know, get it winterized. They'll give you an assessment on what exactly your car needs. Maybe you need some new tires. They'll tell you, hey, get some new tires. You know, that's 303-980-6626. That's Mark and Todd Rodenberg from Green Mountain Auto World. Also, big shout out to the Green Mountain football program on Friday night.
That's right. Won their homecoming
17-14 on.
That's right. Over Stanley Lake.
Stanley Lake in the last minute kick. It was awesome.
Great job.
I was there for till halftime, and then I had to prep for Saturday's CU game. So I left early, but I wish I would have stayed.
Well,
but
I'll tell you what,
Green Mountain Auto World. That's your mechanic, Joe. Go with the pros.
Well, I'll tell you what, Green Mountain Auto World is a huge part of the community in Green Mountain World. We love the Rodenbergs, and they take care of your car. Like Joey B always told me, you need a good mechanic. Don't ever leave home without one. You also need a good wide receiver, and the Denver Broncos had one for many years here in Denver. The number 80 holds a special place. You have Rick Upchurch, you have Rod Smith, and then in the middle of those bookends is my favorite number 80, and that's my man Mark Jackson. Mark has been on the program several times. He not only was tearing it up on the field, he has been tearing it up off the field as well. We'll talk about that later. Good morning to you, Mark, and I'll tell you, the Giants and Broncos, your two former teams, and of course you played almost all your years with the Broncos, but you went out with Dan Reeves for a little bit out there in New York. And I just want to ask you today, you know, is there some emotions on you when the opening day hits? Do you kind of relive your past opening days? Do you still get that feeling like, wow, it's time? Good morning to you. And how do you feel about opening day?
Well, I'm going to answer your question with the question. Love your show, Joe, Alex. Is you ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am ready, baby.
Are you ready for some football?
Oh, yeah!
Man, of course, man. It's football season. I got a chance to go out to Lyman, take a little hour and a half drive out there to watch the Lyman Badgers and the Strasburg Indians. And literally, that's when I realized football season is really, really here. I mean, coming out of the COVID thing and a kind of jacked up season, just to be able to start a season with, I think, some bit of normalcy. Absolutely, I'm excited about it. One of my fondest memories, people ask, you know, what's your fondest memory of the NFL? And everybody wants to answer for me and say it was, you know, catching the touchdown in the drive. But literally, it was the first day, opening day, we were playing the Raiders at Mile High Stadium.
That's right.
Yep.
Back in the day. And I was just, you know, happy to be on the team. We came out and warmed up. Everything was, you know, there's just a few people in the stand, maybe about 2,000 or 3,000 people, 4,000 people, but in a 76,000 person stadium, it didn't look like very many people. I wasn't too impressed. Went back inside, and we came back out as a team. If you guys know how the pregame workout.
Oh, yeah. Right?
When we came back out as a team, that place was packed, man. Orange and blue everywhere. They were doing the waves, and I was like, wow. Like, wow.
This is your rookie year, right, Mark? This is
the first game.
Lester Hayes, right? Is it Mike Hayes?
Yeah,
Lester Hayes?
Absolutely.
186, man. Let's go back.
Yep. 38-36 Broncos, if I remember right.
Oh, my God. I don't remember the score of the game, man. You are a bad dude.
That's Joe Rico right there. That's Mark Jackson, the former Denver Bronco great. You know, he's a tremendous ambassador, a philanthropist here at our show, Mile High Sports. He does his occasional appearances with you know, Danny Williams in the morning. And I'll tell you what, Mark. What I just, it's always a privilege. You always bring a smile to my face because I look at you, man. I look at Hope. You tell me, you know, you were a walk-on at Purdue University, man. You didn't get a scholarship out of high school, man. You walked on and earned your way to what you got and your greatness. To this point now, you know, it's like you see the Broncos and you see some of these young guys and you see the NIL with the name, imaging, and likeness stuff that's happening along in college football. I do want to get your perspective on that, by the way. But your thoughts overall on the Broncos organization and on the NIL, because I think that could be damaging to college football, but it also could benefit on certain platforms, right? Your thoughts, Mark?
A couple of things, man. The State of the Union, I mean, the Broncos are coming off, you know, really a slide from the previous season as far as their production and productivity. Still haven't been able to answer the quarterback question, you know, since the departure of Peyton Manning and winning the Super Bowl in 2015. So it seems like centuries. 6 years seems like a million years in football, doesn't it? but, you know, I really believe with, you know, new general manager, you know, this is Fangio's third year to you know, get something moving in the right direction, you know, with some consistency, some confidence. I think what Broncos country really want to see and have confidence is that we're gonna every Sunday, week in and week out, you know, field a legitimate team, a playoff caliber team that can win any game. So, you know, and I think they're definitely moving in that direction. There's so much talent on the team. Josh Patton's done a great job of you know, putting the right people there for the Broncos to win. Now it's just the ability, the coaching staff and the players, of course, to put together some schemes and perform those schemes week in and week out. So that's big.
Hey, Mark, Joe Bruner, Lucas Lickers. How are you doing today?
Awesome, Joe. I didn't know you were in studio. Are you in studio?
Oh, yeah. I got to keep these guys in line. this is a difficult job.
Right on.
I got two things. Where were you born?
I was born in Chicago, Illinois.
I knew I liked you from the beginning. See, this makes it
a Chicago kid.
This just makes it easy. Okay,
Chicago.
Another wise guy. Man. See,
he even Another knows wise. How to say it correctly. This is the difference between you people. Okay. Anyways,
use people. These people.
Hey, Mark, people. I got a question for you. So, when you look at the Broncos right now, I'm pretty excited for their season. You know what I mean? I think they got an incredible football team. We know they probably lack a little bit of QB. They're not taking anything away from two, you know, pro players, not at all.
Right.
But how do you see them throughout this year? How do you see them trying to win their games? What do you think the key is?
Well, we do not try. That's the Yoda quote. You got it?
That's you right.
Do, what are they going to do this year to win games? Basically, what did they do the last five seasons to lose games, right? It's one of the ways you can reverse engineer this thing. One of the things they've done is they had very shoddy quarterback play and lots of turnovers. A turnover ratio, I think that is a statistic that goes unnoticed a lot, man. And I really believe in that. If our defense can just up the takeaways and our offense can, you know, drastically cut the giveaways, that's literally how you win games. The Broncos lost, I think, six or seven games last year by a touchdown or less. So, you know, that's the difference in games, man, is giveaway, takeaway. And a lot of times, that stat goes unnoticed. I really believe that's something that should be the focus. I haven't heard it very much, but it should be the focus. It should be everything, every day, every interview, everything that the coach says, everything that the player says that you know is echoing down, and they're living it, is ball protection, strip the ball on defense, turnover. So that's what I like to hear, and I know for a fact that would turn around a franchise, just that give and take, giveaway, takeaway ratio.
Thank you.
Hey, so real quick, and I just got a short one, and Alex has got one more for you. But then we're going to talk about tax finders and your credit repair stuff, too. But on the football tip, Where do the Broncos fit in the pecking order of the AFC West this year? That would be my thought for you, because I think it's a very difficult division. Could the Broncos actually get a lot better and still only win 8 or 9 games because of the divisions? I think, for lack of a better term, I think they may play in the toughest division in the league this year.
You know, that's a tough question, man, year in and year out. At the beginning of the season, it's hard to determine how great a division's going to be, because basically at the beginning of the year, we're looking at some stuff from the previous year. We're looking at, you know, acquisition of new players. Here's what I know about football. Every season, there's always surprises, right? I mean, how can the Broncos finished second in a division a couple years ago, I believe it was, with a losing record. So, you know, you can go from the worst, you know, division, or the worst conference, I should say, to the best conference. I don't know. I really believe that the Broncos are better. They have more talent than the Raiders and the you know, the Chargers. But obviously, you know, the king of the mountain, the team that's proven it, especially to be Achilles heel for the Broncos, is the Kansas City Chiefs organization. So the ability to split with them and then maybe sweep one of the other teams is, I think, the difference between the Broncos getting into the playoffs or not. And that's going to be, you know, all, you know, decided in the AFC West.
Mark, how hot is Coach Fangio's seat right now? I know that, you know, George Payton just got hired on. He's got a 6-year deal with the Broncos, and he didn't make any impulsive or maybe I want to say irresponsible decisions in the draft. He went with the guy that Patrick Sertan. I think that, you know, he's going to be a guy who's going to play here for a long time. But at the same time, you know, he's been building up this defense for Fangio not to fail. But if that happens with Fangio, he's 0-7 in September. That's very well documented all around the media, everywhere. Everybody knows that. How important is it for Fangio to get off on a good start? Because, you know what, this could be his last season.
Well, it's not just important for Fangio. It's important for every football team in the NFL.
Right, right.
Dan Reeves used to stress that. When I talk about stressing things, like I said earlier about the give, take, giveaway, takeaway, Dan Reeves used to stress first game. I mean, from the time we opened up camp to the kickoff, it was in everybody's mind that this is the most important game of the season, right? He gave us even statistics. You know, we have our meeting, and he gave us statistics of his entire career of how the teams that he played with when he was with the Cowboys and even when he coached there in Denver, how those teams fared through the season. And when they won that first game, I think it was like 78 to 82% of those teams went to the playoffs. That's powerful. Winning the first, and he just used that. We pulled up that one little statistic, right? Winning that first game, man, it just gives you so much energy and it gives you some confidence. And I think more than anything, like you said, for the Broncos and for Vic Fangio, to even coach, you know, without worrying about a job security, I don't think he is. But you want to win that first game, and I don't really believe he's on the hot seat. Some analysts around the country have said that, but I don't want to believe that. I think he's got a chance to, if he can win more games than he loses this year, I think he gets the chance to keep his job.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, let's talk a little bit about your business right now. You've got a bunch of stuff going on in the credit repair world, and you've also hooked up with one of our good friends, Dion Malcolm from Tax Finders. I know you guys have been doing some great stuff in the world of credit repair. Talk a little bit about your business and also a little bit about Dion. He's kind of really moved in and done some good stuff as well on the credit repair line.
Man, you know I'm a big fan of your show, and I'm a big fan of those people that advertise with you guys, because I know that they're quality people. And I was able to connect with this guy, Dion Malcolm. You know, this guy is like awesome, man. Just the energy in his heart. That's the thing that you really want. You can't teach heart. You can't coach heart in football. You also can't do that in the business world. He's been helping people with taxes, man. I help people with their credit. What are we saying? We're helping people to get on the best financial track that they can, right? A lot of times our finances dictate how we feel on a daily basis, even how we act, right, in our future. So I really love partnering with Tax Finders, taxfinders.com, Mark Jackson at jacksoncreditrepair.com. together, I think we're going to make a big difference, not just here in Denver, but across the United States and helping people to get on the right track financially.
Not only that, but Dion is just a tremendous friend of ours and a sponsor as well. And I can't wait to help you guys because we're going to launch this off, man. This is going to be huge. A huge, the Spanish-speaking community, he's got, you know, with the Toro taxes. And when your credit and your taxes are not in line, you have to be in line. So one goes with the other, right, Mark? I mean, explain that to our listeners real quick.
Oh, man, like hand in hand, everything that we do, whether it's renting an apartment, the insurance premiums on your car, buying a new home, buying a car, down payments, security deposits, all those security deposits, down payments, they go away when you have a 750-plus score. So that credit part is so important, but it's kind of the silent killer because most people don't recognize it. We're here to make people aware that there is an opportunity. There is some hope, kind of like you said, Alex, with me as a football player. I'm an underdog. I love underdogs. There is hope. JacksonCreditRepair.com.
Well, JacksonCreditRepair.com, and you can also give Dion a call at 720-327-9454.
One more time.
720-327-9454, or you can just log on to TaxFinders.com. By the way, Dion, earlier today, just to make sure we've got everything straight here, let's get the he's got a couple messages for us. So I'm going to try and get that out there for us. I believe, Mark, he made some picks, and we're about ready to get to your picks. So give me one second here. I want to get Dion's picks out here to everybody. So Dion's picks were as follows. He took the Bears, the Ravens, and the Broncos today. So, Mark, real quick to wrap it up, how's everything going to play out there today in New Jersey at Giants Stadium, airing about an hour and 25 minutes?
Man, I think it's going to be nip and tuck. It's the first game of the season. And whenever you travel, thank God it's a later game. It's not one of those early games.
Right.
Hated those traveling east. But I really see the Broncos settling in. They had a great preseason. I see them as a 9 to 10 point winner in this game. Hopefully it's a scoring game. I'm praying that our defense shows up and that no-fly zone part two actually kicks in. I hope they get another name or something, but there's so much talent in that secondary, man. I'm just looking for somebody to come up with a pick six and that giveaway takeaway ratio to be in our favor. If it is, Broncos win.
Well, I'll tell you what, your credit repair business is legit. I know that Alex and I both definitely want to talk to you, not only for our own credit.
We have 34,000 followers
right
on our final our word page,
yeah.
Mark, and we want to definitely grab you and Dion. We'll go out to dinner.
Yep.
We can figure it out.
Let's do it.
Hey, let's bless them people, man. There's so many people that are hurting because
let's educate,
they don't
right?
have any hope. Yeah.
Let's educate our listeners. And you know what? You know, and one thing about Dion, he mentioned, he's like, you know, now that COVID is starting out, whatever you wind down, wind up, whatever you want to call it.
IRS is
back, man.
Yeah.
And
you know what? If you got your taxes in line and you don't have your credit report in line, why do it? Make sure both, you know, part A and part B work together, right?
Good and good.
Hey, man, Mark, man, we love you. Have a blessed day. Thank you for all you do for the Denver community. You've changed so many people's lives. Let's help to change lives together. We'll get with you, and let's the four of us sit down and have some dinner here in the next few weeks.
Go Broncos!
You got it, baby. That's our man, Mark Jackson, number 80. I think you should be in the Ring of Fame.
Number 80 on the uniform?
Number 80 in your uniform, but number one
in your
hearts,
Joey.
Joey B., thanks so much, baby. That's our man, Joe Bruner, Lucas Liquor Superstore, 8457 South Yosemite. He'll give you some tips, right? You'll give betting tips, right, if they come by?
Of course.
All right, so he'll give you some alcohol tips, some betting tips. You got your stuffed dolphin?
I got it. It's in my backpack.
All right, he's got the backpack, so you're ready.
I posted it on social media right now. People are asking, what is the dolphin
for some football? Our thanks go out to an amazing lineup that helped us celebrate opening day. Todd Romero from Altitude Sports and Entertainment. Our man, Justin Adams from KCNC. The incomparable Pat Graham from the Associated Press. What a guy that guy
turned. Great dude.
Great guest. Dr. Eric Natkin from the Archie Medical Clinic. Bill Foss from Suavecito.
Our new producer, Joey, Andrew.
Our man behind the glass, Andrew Detmer. Thank you so much. My buddy, Nick. Archuleta from the Colorado Media School. God bless you, Nick, man. Yeah,
he's done a great job. He did a great job today. Great job,
the
Nick.
Star of today's show, the premiere of the Lucas Liquor Superstore opening kickoff.
Incredible.
And better extraordinaire, and truly somebody I'm proud to call a friend.
A friend and a mentor.
That's right, man. Seriously. Head on down. Get your booze right now.
Can I just say something? No BS aside, Joe Brunner, we love you, man.
Amazing.
You're just awesome, dude.
Yeah, I love you.
Great guy, man.
When I was sick, man, you were there for me, man. So thank you.
Hey, and I'll tell you what, man, all kidding aside, there should not be any party, whether it's a Saturday, a Friday, or a Sunday football game, that you don't visit Lucas Liquors. Tell you what, man, they got you handled. They'll deliver. You heard him say it. If they're having their party, right, you don't want people driving drunk. They'll get you the libations to your house, right?
We keep your party going. That's it.
There you go, man. That's it. Broncos, let's hope they win big today. We'll be back next week, special time, 9 to 11, 11 o'clock Jacksonville game. Hopefully we'll be talking about a 1-0 team. You got it. Go Broncos, and go Final Word.